Ms. Coronado, would you take the roll, please?
Councilmember Eugene Connors?
Here.
Councilmember Joan Hansen?
Here.
Councilmember Shirley Dowdy?
Present.
Mayor Ronald Dartley?
Here.
Mayor Pro Tem Anna Klein?
Here.
Councilmember Douglas Dunn?
Here.
Councilmember Serena Sullivan?
Here.
Andy Heretic, Interim City Manager, Ashley Coronado, City Clerk, Sharon Bono, Finance Director, Britt Hansen, City Attorney.
Thank you for the invocation. Let us turn our thoughts to all the good things in our lives, our families, friends and neighbors, the fabulous community that we live in. And so for all the good things in our lives, let us reflect on those with a moment of silence. Thank you. Let us stand for the Pledge of Allegiance. I just have one quick announcement tonight, and this is for primarily for the members of the council. When you're speaking, I've heard a few people comment that they have a hard time hearing it here and on the tape. If they happen to listen, go to the City of Bisbee website. So if you can, kind of get closer to the microphone when you speak, and that would make everybody happier, I think. We'll start off with call to the public. Let's start off with Lucci Giacomino.
I think these are getting taller. I'm getting shorter. This has to do with copies of the budget and people obtaining copies of it and looking it up on the internet. And some of the citizens in our town are truly interested in our government. And the charge of $25 for a copy of the budget is ludicrous in their fix, their financial fix. They cannot look up the budget. They cannot hook up the computer if they had one, but they can't afford to buy one. And if they did have one, they couldn't afford the cable to hook it up to. And members of boards and commissions should be able to obtain a copy for free in order to follow the budget on the board that they're on so that they can study it before they go to their meetings. They can follow the progress of money spent and jobs completed so they have a better handle on the board and commission that they are on. And I would appreciate it if you'd see to it that the budget can be obtained by members, and if it is possible at all, a one-time publication of your budget would cost the citizens, publication of it would cost the citizens 75 cents to buy that paper, and they would have the budget so they could study it too. And it would, people are interested in our city government, and I think that we should include them. It would be more open, and I'm sure I would appreciate it if you did that. Thank you.
Thank you, Lucci Giacomino. Let's next go to Susan Blackford.
Good evening, Susan Blackford, concerned citizens of Bisbee. I would first like to address Councilperson Hansen's remarks on June 21st. Councilman, reason on the military. You took an oath to protect this country and all its laws. One was our right to vote. We cannot understand why you keep voting not to let us vote. That should be not so hard to understand. Second, yes, we lost on the initiative due to many mistakes that I had made, and I have no problem stating that fact. One fact is the city, if the city had kept the required registered voter signatures to 10%, like the state, instead of changing it or upping it to 15%, we would have made it on the signatures. As Councilperson Dunn stated on June 21st, it's not about the bags. He was right. It is about our right to vote that you all seem to want to take away from the voters of this town. You work for us. There was only one person that remembered that, and that was Councilperson Klein. Judy Anderson has every right to express her views, never a problem. But most of us here in the city feel that we are not sheep that follow you blindly. We have minds, God-given. You were voted to make decisions on city functions, not every social, liberal, political issue that comes along. You seem not to care again that the voters have a right to vote on the fact that we might be losing state funding by your vote of 5 to sue this state. We are the ones that will be hurt if this happens. The state with its two bills are in reaction to you all alone by being taxed without a vote. That's how they see it, being taxed without a vote, which is in violation of the city charter section 6.02G. This ordinance 01314 is a tax upon a tax. This last council session reminds me a lot of Mayor Bedall in the good old days, I'll tell you. You let Peter Bangula go over a little bit and finish. I'd like to thank courtesy. You did that twice.
The chair will say that we need to abide by the law, and it is
That's not true. Councilman Sullivan can verify that Allison William last time spoke about 5 or 6 million on call to the public. Right, Councilperson Sullivan?
I believe we're listening to the chair right now in his direction, and he said, I think you already ran out of time now, actually. You wasted the rest of your time.
All right, I'll go sit down, but let the public know what is going on here. There's just a selective few that seem to be doing this. That's okay. The town's watching all of you, I assure you.
Next, let's go to Richard.
Can I comment, please,
on this? Mr. Hansen.
Actually, I
can comment if she's getting something wrong. Isn't that correct? I don't mean to tell you your
child. No, you can. A council person is entitled to respond to a complaint. The problem in doing that, the reason most city attorneys advise against it, is because what winds up happening is a dialogue, and that's when you're getting into the open.
Well, I feel like I am being assassinated by Ms. Blackford every time that she gets up, and I am just really about this far from filing some type of complaint against you.
Well,
you have sat up there have made lie after lie.
Councilmember
Hansen.
You don't
even know what you're talking
Councilmember
about.
Councilmember Hansen.
You weren't in the
we're
military.
Out of order right
I
now.
I was in the military.
Now, we're getting into the dialogue. This is
on.
The dialogue that we don't want to get into. I think the Councilmember Hansen has made clear what her position is on Ms. Blackford's comments.
Mr. Richard Green.
Hi, everybody. I'm Richard Green. I live in Old B. And I just wanted to give everybody an update about the social responsible investment fund that we tried to get passed through here. Basically, I turned the petition in. We got over 150 signatures. Petition reads, divest our money from Wall Street, invest our money in Main Street. We, the undersigned residing in Bisbee, urge the city government to, number one, create a fund that invests in socially responsible projects that are environmentally sustainable, like renewable energy, organic farming, mass public transportation, and lending to small businesses, et cetera, or supporting banks that do so, lend to small businesses. Number two, start to divest its holdings from large Wall Street banks, dangerous fossil fuel development, and weapons for war. And number three, allow citizens to invest in and donate to this fund to get initiated. I turned the petition in several months ago. Serena Sullivan made a motion to have the city attorney, I believe, to look into it. He looked into it. He wrote us back claiming that they need to be fixed income investments. I wrote back and gave some examples. of, quote, green fixed income investments. He wrote back and said the city has to hire, would have to hire a person to do so. And it's my understanding that, I wrote back and said, it's my understanding that the management firm that manages these, quote, green fixed income investments, that's their job, and they do that. And the example I gave was community capital management. So there we have it. It's basically stagnant in the city council. I went ahead and began a GoFundMe site. It's a GoFundMe.com. If you look it up and you look up BSBE, Social Responsible Investment Fund, you could donate it. All we need is $2,500 to start initial phase of the investment fund, and we have over $350 now. Okay, thanks. We also have over $400 in pledges. So if we get this going, you know, maybe it could be a test run for the city to take it over once if it's successful. If you go to the website GoFundMe.com. It says, the last line, because we are now in a global market, we can no longer benefit from the destruction of the environment or the exploitation of people around the world.
Mr. Green?
I'm almost done. Is that 30 seconds?
No.
That was 30 seconds.
That was 30 seconds? Oh, okay. Okay, very well.
Yeah, just a quick note. This was not my decision to restrict it to 3 minutes, and the other times that I was in office, it was never debated. No city attorney told me to restrict it to 3 minutes, but it is the law.
No problem.
It was brought to my attention by some members of the community, so okay. I have to obey the law. Normally I would let people go over, but I just can't do it. Next we will go to Chuck Alton.
Thank you, Mayor and Council. I've got a couple of quick things to talk about tonight to just bring to your attention. The Sierra Vista Herald and BSBE Daily Review are co-producing with Televista Media, parent company of Cochise TV, two 90-minute BSBE candidate forums at the Senior Center on Collins in San Jose. Both forums will be moderated by Herald Review political editor Eric Peterman, and in addition to questions posed by the newspaper to the three mayoral candidates, written questions will be taken from the audience. The first of the two forums is tomorrow night, July 8th, from 6 until 7:30, with refreshments from Safeway and BSBE Coffee Company. And the second forum is on Saturday, July 30th, at 10 o'clock in the morning. Again, Saturday, July 30th, from 10 a.m. to 11:30 in the morning. That forum will also feature statements from ward candidates, all have been invited, and will also include questions from citizens who attend. The main, I feel, most important reason for doing these two forums in San Jose this month is to give people in that part of BSBE a place closer to home to come get to know the candidates and get clearer on the issues of greatest importance to the voters. Of course, everyone in BSBE is invited and encouraged to attend. For those who cannot make it to the Senior Center tomorrow night, the proceedings will be available by delayed broadcast on demand, which means you can watch it all, whatever portion you want, whenever, at www.cochisetv.com, and that'll be posted by early Friday morning. In closing, I would like to just make a mention about something that's happening on Friday centered around the pool. There's been various reporting about a rally which will take place at 5 o'clock on Friday at the pool. I have taken part in reporting the initial news that came out, the initial reasons for it, I would personally hope that Friday at 5 o'clock as many people will come out. The pool, we understand, is swimmable now, and one of the big obstacles is not having money for lifeguards. And so we want to come out and celebrate what the town, this small town, has done with a pretty large problem. There's still work that needs to be done on the pool, but it's swimmable now. So come out on Friday at 5 o'clock. There'll be plenty of media there to celebrate with you. Thank you very much, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Chuck Alton. Next we have Mr. Peter, former council member Peter. Okay. I believe that concludes call to the public. Next, we will go to accounts payable. Do we have a motion?
I move that we pay accounts payable in the amount of $379,232.89.
Second.
We have a motion and a second to approve accounts payable in the amount of $379,232.89. All those in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed, nay. The ayes have it. Motion passes unanimously. Item number three, approval of the consent agenda, items A through N, and I will read those. A, approval of the minutes of the regular session of Mayor and Council held on April the 5th, 2016 at 7 p.m. B, approval of the minutes of the regular session of Mayor and Council held on June the 7th, 2016 at 7 p.m. C, approval of the minutes of the special session of Mayor and Council held on May the 9th, 2016 at 5:30 p.m. D, approval of the minutes of the special session of Mayor and Council held on June the 20th, 2016 at 5:30 p.m. E, approval of the resignation of Jennifer Graham from the Civil Service Commission. F, approval of a park facility and right-of-way use permit for the Bisbee Rotary Club, Vintage Bisbee Food and Wine Tasting and Entertainment at City Park on Saturday, October the 8th, 2016 from 10 a.m. till 9:30 p.m. G, approval of a special event liquor license application submitted by the Bisbee Rotary Charities for an event to be held at City Park on Saturday, October the 8th, 2016 from 4 p.m. till 7 p.m., Patricia Worth, applicant. H, approval of a park facility and right-of-way use permit for the Bisbee Vogue Incorporated for the use of various city streets and staircases for the Bisbee 1000 stair climb on Saturday, October the 15th, 2016 from 5 a.m. till 8 p.m. This includes setup and breakdown. I, approval of a park facility and right-of-way use permit for the Bisbee Vogue Incorporated for the use of City Park for the Bisbee 1000 stair climb on Saturday, October the 15th, 2016 from 5 a.m. till 6 p.m. J, approval of a park facility and right-of-way use permit for the Bisbee Vogue Incorporated for the use of Gore Park for the Bisbee 1000 stair climb on Saturday, October the 15th, 2016 from 5 a.m. till 6 p.m. K, approval of a park facility and right-of-way use permit for the Bisbee Vogue Incorporated for the use of Grassy Park for the Bisbee 1000 stair climb on Saturday, October the 15th, 2016 from 5 a.m. till 6 p.m. L, approval of a special event liquor license application submitted by the Bisbee Vogue Incorporated for an event to be held at 2 Copper Queen Plaza parking lot Saturday, October the 15th, from 2016 from 1:30 p.m. till 6 p.m. M, approval of a park facility and right-of-way use permit for the Bisbee Coalition for the Homeless for the use of City Park for the second annual Bisbee Mariachi Festival 2016 on Saturday, November the 5th, 2016 from 8 a.m. till 7 p.m. And N, approval of a special event liquor license application submitted by the Bisbee Coalition for the Homeless for an event to be held at City Park Bisbee on Saturday, November the 5th, 2016 from 1 a.m. till 6 p.m. Wanda Lycom, applicant. Do we have a motion?
Mayor?
Yes.
I'd like to pull H and discuss that.
Okay. We are pulling item H for discussion. Do we have a motion?
I move that we approve the consent agenda items A through G and I through N.
Second.
We have a motion and a second to approve the consent agenda items A through G and I through N. Ms. Coronado, would you take the roll, please?
Councilmember Connors?
Aye.
Councilmember Hansen?
Aye.
Councilmember Doughty?
Aye.
Mayor Pro Tem Klein?
Aye.
Councilmember Dunn?
Aye.
Councilmember Sullivan?
Aye.
Mayor Ertley?
Aye. Motion passes unanimously. Councilmember Connors.
Thank you, Mayor. I'll pull H just to, because of the vagueness of various stairs or various streets and the various uses, since the some constituents of mine would like to have a little less restriction on parking around their businesses and places where it gets choked up. So I suppose I could tacitly agree, or we could put this back on and approve it. But I think that some clarity from Bisbee Vogue and a little little wiggle room on them to blocking off some very very pertinent and very pertinent parking to some of the businesses, particularly down around the Royale and in that corner right around in there. they tend to choke up and eat up a lot of spaces. So I would like, I guess, maybe to just table H until we get some clarifications and maybe do a little bartering or you know, chisel out a couple of spaces for the people that that use that the parking every day. What do you think?
Well, let me refer right now to the interim city manager, former public works director, probably future public works director, who knows, and working in public works for some time. I know that Andy has had experience with this event and knows a lot about it. This is, let me just ask this. This is pretty much the same setup that has been used over the years.
Mayor, I believe that the closing time on this permit is a little later than we've used in previous years. The event is usually over usually by 2 or 3 o'clock in the past, and I didn't notice this until just a few minutes ago, but I think this is a little later. I would like to pull up the permits from last year, which we didn't do to verify all of this, and I will pull those up so that we can get a little more clarification on the timing. But it seems a little late to me to block up the entire city when the event is over, you know, about 2 o'clock. They do have an event at the in the parking lot behind the convention center, but that's closed and not on city property. So I will look into this for you and find out what we've done in the past, but this does seem a bit later to me.
Okay.
Okay.
So perhaps that we should maybe table this and look into this, I would think.
Yeah.
Just item H, right? Or all of, you're not pulling all, we're not pulling all of their permits.
No, we're just dealing with item H right now. We approve the other ones.
And I'll verify the times from past years.
Okay.
I'll make sure I have that available for you.
Okay, we'll get a clarification on that. Do we have a motion?
I move that we table item H until a later time until we can get more information.
I'll second that.
We have a motion of second to...
Mr. Mayor, could I ask Councilwoman Hansen to make her motion to a specific time and date, which would be the next regular meeting? That way, okay, just for clarity.
To the next regular meeting.
Thank you.
I'll second that.
Okay, we have a motion and a second to table item H till the next regular meeting. Ms. Coronado, would you take the roll, please?
Councilmember Connors?
Aye.
Councilmember Hansen?
Aye.
Councilmember Dowdy?
Aye.
Mayor Pro Tem Klein?
Aye.
Councilmember Dunn?
Aye.
Councilmember Sullivan?
Aye.
Mayor Early?
Aye. Motion passes unanimously. Item number 3, discussion of possible approval of resolution R-16-06, a resolution of the Mayor and Council, City of Bisbee, Cochise, County of Cochise, State of Arizona, fixing, levying, and assessing the amount to be raised by the City of Bisbee for property taxation and fixing the determining the property tax rate for the 2016 and 2017 fiscal year and providing for severability. Mr. Andy Barati, Interim City Manager.
Thank you, Mayor, Council. This is a continuing part of our budget process. This increase has been accounted for in the new budget, so what we're asking today is that we approve this and so that we can continue forward with our balanced budget.
Thank you. Any questions from the Council? Do we have a motion?
I move to approve resolution R-16-06, fixing, levying, and assessing the amount to be raised by the City of Bisbee from property taxation and fixing and determining the property tax rate for the 2016-17 fiscal year in the amount of $2.5873 per $100 of assessed valuation and providing for severability.
We have a motion and a second. Any other comments? No other comments. Ms. Coronado, would you take the roll, please?
Councilmember Connors?
Aye.
Councilmember Hansen?
Aye.
Councilmember Dowdy?
Aye.
Mayor Pro Tem Klein?
Aye.
Councilmember Dunn?
Aye.
Councilmember Sullivan?
Aye.
Mayor Early?
Aye. Motion passes unanimously. Item number 4, discussion of possible approval on renewing the Arizona State Purchasing Cooperative Membership Agreement for the next 5 years. Once again, Andy Heratic, Interim City Manager.
Thank you, Mayor, Council. This is a tool that was designed by the Arizona State Legislature for small communities, especially rural communities, to help us in our purchasing and state procurement covers just about any and everything you could need in a municipality, anywhere from toilet paper to nuts and bolts. And we've been a part of this for the last 5 years. And we've used it extensively. We use state procurement for our Public Works employees' uniforms, which we've saved a good deal of money on. We've used it to do construction upgrades at the wastewater plant. So this is a tool that we find really handy for us. What the tool allows you to do is, in some cases, it allows you to avoid going to an open bid process. It is competitive pricing. In the times, I do want you to know that we've used it. Our finance director still likes me to bring down one or two more bids from the open market, and on a good number of small purchases and medium purchases, that is our practice. But this is a very convenient tool for small communities, and we do use this tool, and I would encourage you to go ahead and pass this if you could find a spot for it.
Any questions or comments from the council? Council Member Hansen.
I just wanted to bring up the fact that I know that there's been some controversy about using the contract because we're not going out to bid and we have people in the local community who might be able to do the job. However, those organizations can apply to this, what's it called?
State cooperative
membership, so that they're part of the organizations that we would choose from.
Any other questions or comments from the council? Do we have a motion?
I move to approve the renewal of the Arizona State Cooperative Membership Agreement for the next 5 years.
Second.
We have a motion and a second to approve the renewal of the Arizona State Cooperative Membership Agreement for the next 5 years. All those in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed, nay. The ayes have it. Motion passes unanimously. Item number 5. Discussion of possible approval of the updated bylaws for the Planning and Zoning Commission. Mr. Joe Ward, Building Inspector.
This is just for simple update of the bylaws for the Planning and Zoning Commission. They hadn't been updated in like 12 years, and they're very antiquated. Keith Dennis, our chairperson, worked really hard in doing most of the work there towards the updating, and I think you guys all have a copy.
Thank you. Any questions from the council?
Mayor, as liaison to the Planning and Zoning Commission, I move approval of the updated bylaws of the Planning and Zoning Commission.
I second.
We have a motion second to approve the updated bylaws for the Planning and Zoning Commission. All those in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed, nay. The ayes have it. Motion passes unanimously. Item number 6, discussion of possible approval on purchasing turnout gear through the cooperative agreement with the City of Tucson and with United Fire. Once again, Andy Heratic, Interim City Manager.
Thank you, Mayor, Council. As you know, we discussed this during the budget process that we were going to purchase the new turnouts, spend half the money on last year's budget and half the money on this year's budget. Although we did discuss it, the Council never took formal action on this decision. So what we're asking for tonight is to take some formal action on this decision. As it turns out, Chief Bernalite could not be here this evening. He's working a shift. I'm doing this for him. But he was actually able to take the state contracting price and beat it. He talked to the vendor and actually is getting a better price than we thought we were originally going to get. So he's done a very good job on this. But we really need formal action before we move any further on it. Thank you.
Thank you. Any questions or comments from the council? Do we have a motion?
I move to approve the purchase of turnout gear with United Fire for a total of $46,038.99.
I second.
We have a motion and a second to approve the purchase of turnout gear with United Fire for a total of $46,038.99. All those in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed, nay. The ayes have it. Motion passes unanimously. Item number 7, discussion and possible action regarding a petition received from Susan Blackford requesting that there be a review of an authorized charge by the finance director for documents to do the job as a commissioner. We have one person signed up for that, Ms. Susan Blackford.
Thank you, Council. I am here tonight to express my concern on the decision that Sharon and Finance has made. In addition, I presented you all the information and documentation on May 17th. Let's review my original statement in brief form. Last year, I was appointed to be on the Municipal Property Commission. I went to the budget meeting last year. Sharon gave me a copy of that year's budget as a member on that commission to keep in review. Before the budget was presented this year, I asked for my free copy to review. I was in Tucson that Monday, and my appointment could not be changed. Sharon said that I could print it out myself or pay the $26. Really? This is a basic point. Council, think what this means to all of us that serve on the city commission and board. If from now on, this is a new city policy, we all will have to pay a fee to the city. Can someone like Sharon make a decision like this without approval from the council? She has no control over the boards and commission, just the council does by the organizational chart. Do we start telling all the people who give this city their time and service that if you need any paperwork to help you serve the city, there is to be a charge? To me, the decision she made is pure discrimination against myself and Lucci. I told her that I would bring it to you all. In addition, what reasons can Sharon tell you why she did this? It takes 3 minutes or less. She has enough staff. She did it for us last year, setting precedent. I would like Sharon to apologize and give us a copy of the budget. Are you going to give away this power over to the... Are you going to give away this power again over the city organizational chart to a staff person? There are only two decisions to be made tonight, charge or not to charge. You could be making a new policy if you charge. However, to me, like always, if you do not stop this wrong policy at the beginning, it will go on. In addition, council members, you could be losing boards and commission members since I will let all of them know your new policy. This new policy will have to be enforced. Right, Mr. Hansen? Even if it came down from the city manager? Is that what you want, council? I don't think so. I did not start this action, and it could have been stopped by Sharon very easily. I reserve the right to come back and answer any challenge by this council. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Susan Blackford. Council certainly, if they were to participate in their viewpoints, they certainly can. I have a few comments to make on it, on the petition concerning a fee for documents from Susan Blackford. First off, to waive the fee, an ordinance would have to be changed. Secondly, one can print a document from the City of Bisbee website. Thirdly, the requested document, the budget, is also located in the ADA room at City Hall. And fourth, point that I'm going to make, the necessary documents will be provided as part of the agenda packets for corresponding committees, commissions, and boards when they are needed. So whenever a meeting would be coming up, no matter what board, commission, or committee that might be, if a member of that committee needs some information concerning a subject matter that they're going to be dealing with, then that is provided by the clerk's office. Is that correct, Ms. Coronado?
Yes.
So if council doesn't have any other comments to make, I'm simply going to, without objection from the council, I suggest this petition be filed in the clerk's office for future reference. Item number 8, discussion of possible action regarding a petition received from Susan Blackford requesting that there be a review of the hiring of Mr. Paradic as the new Public Works Director in April of 2016. And once again, we have two people signed up. Once again, Ms. Susan Blackford.
Can I make one comment on the last agenda item, City Manager, I mean City Attorney?
I think that agenda item is now closed.
Okay, thank you. Coates. Thank you very much for your patience. Good evening again. I gave the city a petition on June 7th to review Mr. Horadic's qualifications to be promoted to the new Public Works Director. I was told you were all given Mr. Horadic's appointment records to review. 2 points. There is no college degree in engineering or related field or 5 years of supervisory experience as required by the Public Works guidelines for this position. Second would be his record on the sale of a paving machine and then selling it back to the city. He was caught by the city manager and investigated by the police department and recommended that he be dismissed. You can read all about his lying about this whole matter in the police report. And that's what they said. The police said he lied to them. The city manager and Mr. Climate gave him another chance. Still does not change the character of Mr. Horadic, in my opinion. And now you have him as Public Works Director, Operational Manager, and Interim City Manager. Where is the Accountability Council? It is my understanding that when Mr. Climate was appointed Public Works Director, then Civil Engineer, Mr. Pawkins completed a new job description as was done with any new upgrade. Mr. Climax started this new dual permission at the council meeting on 8-3-2010. It might not have been a formal process, but surely there would have been some record of that taking place in city files. I find that strange that I cannot find it anywhere through FOIA request, and I have searched. People do remember that piece of paper being written. Where did it go? As it contained a more detailed work qualifications of the Public Work Director than the old one dated 2006. In doing your diligence, City Council, I hope you have a copy of the Public Works Guidelines established by the Mayor and Council in 2006 and have read it. Let's review some facts on Mr. Horadic. First of all, he has no experience in major or minor building construction or design to handle the dangerous situations facing the city as old retaining walls, foundation, pipes, drainage channels, paving, and paving thickness. Number two, with no background in engineering, he would have no idea if someone was telling him the truth on a project and the cost. It costs the city more money to hire an expert in any field because he has no work knowledge on any project. This is why everything should go to a bid process and be reviewed and approved by the council before any decision is made. Number three, is he familiar with any design standards for the city and aware of any equipment that every project will need as a civil engineer would to complete any project? Has he written any legal descriptions for an easement or a piece of property? Has he written any scope of work or contract or bid like an engineer would know how to do? Number five, does it not bother you that no work has been done on the pool for over the last 2 years? Hearing two different prices to repair, one by Andy, over $300,000 in the budget, which one is to believe? Where is the document paper trail and design on this cost of $300,000? Watching projects done by the Public Works Department over these last 7 years at least, they were handled by an experienced license by the state Public Works Director. Mr. Horadic has no state license. You need a civil engineering degree to get one, not just a 1 or 2 day course in Las Vegas. Does he have that, counsel? I believe not. Many of us are very concerned that having Mr. Horadic as a Public Works Director, it is putting this city and this council in major liability by not knowing what he is doing on any project. Are you going to ask him the answer to any of these items that I brought up tonight? If not, why not? we might be canceled by our city insurance if you are sued and they found out that Mr. Heretic has no state license. You wouldn't like to be sued for injury or death of someone when you are in the council or retired just because you hired an inexperienced, non-licensed public work director. It could very well happen, council. You cannot plead ignorance now because you do not have knowledge. Think about that. You have abdicated all your duties and power in this council to Mr. Johnson, who knew nothing as governing, in my opinion. This appointment is well trying to upgrade Sharon, in my opinion, with a political pay-for-play that many of you on the council know about and do not seem to care. Mr. Heretic cannot say anything if something happens now. I would be hiring the most expensive, most experienced, not expensive, most experienced public work director and civil engineer that is out there immediately. We now seem to have magic money. It would just be $24,000 a year or less on top of Mr. Heretic's current salary of $64,000 to hire an experienced public work director. There was no budget crisis in December. What a ruse. Now that everything is out in the public, you have been forewarned. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Ms. Susan Blackford. Next, we have Cato Daly.
Thank you. I'm Cato Daly. I live in Old Bisbee, and I cannot say enough good about Mr. Heretic. I have worked with him on various projects. I'm on the Parks and Recs Committee, and I've worked with him for the past several years on various projects. We installed the rainwater harvesting system at City Park and at Grassy Park. You are excellent to work with. You are very knowledgeable. You got things done. There was a recycling program that we wanted to have done in town for years. It wasn't until Mr. Heretic showed up that we ended up with a recycling program, a successful recycling program. Those containers are around town. They're maintained. They're processed. When I talk to the public works staff on various occasions when I see them, they are in good spirits. They do a good job. I think he's, from what I've seen, an excellent manager. If Mr. Heretic doesn't know information, he knows where to get it. For example, the pool. Being on the Parks and Recs Committee, we've talked about this and the cost of the pool and the expense of getting it up to snuff. He started working with Mr. Van Glimlach here, who has saved the city thousands and thousands of dollars. He knew to resource our local expertise to save us money and has been very successful at getting that pool to comply with the new state water quality standards. The streets are being repaired. We have new paving that's going on. We have events. We had a great 4th of July event in Vista Park with a lot of activities for the kids. That's part of the public works abilities. Mr. Heretic is very communicative. He's forthcoming. He's available. And from what I read in the qualifications for a public works director, an engineering degree is not required. Experience is required. And from what I have seen that Mr. Heretic has done for the city, I think he's done an excellent job. And I am very, very glad that he's somebody that is a public servant for us. So thank you very much.
Thank you, Ms. Cato Daly. Go ahead, Peter. Mr. Peter Van Glimlach, former council member Peter Van Glimlach.
I've worked with Andy Heretic now for several months, and with the pool project, he's been extremely helpful in every way possible. So I really do recommend and thank him for the efforts and energy that he has invested in making the city a better place. You know, there's one thing also regarding engineers and so forth. I've dealt with engineers all my life, and I've done very technical work both in the mines and power plants as well as in swimming pools. And Fortunately, at this moment, Andy is here, and he's willing to look at all possibilities and all options that are available that give the city the best benefit. And that's really important for me, as well as the fact that he's upgrading the skill sets of all of the employees that, since we're running with a very skeleton crew, he has the foresight and vision to be able to upgrade the skill sets of the people that we have right now. And that, of course, increases the morale and makes them very, very happy employees. I've worked side by side with all of them, and I'm really impressed with the energy and the commitment they have to helping our city. And I have to thank Andy for that effort that he's put in. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Peter von Gundlach. I have a few comments to make, and certainly the council is, welcome to express themselves. Let me say this. This petition deals with the hiring of Andy Heretic as Public Works Director. The Bisbee City Charter clearly states that the city manager has complete authority to hire department heads with a few exceptions, but including the Public Works Director, without influence one way or another from mayor and council. Mr. Heretic was hired by the previous city manager, and as far as I'm concerned, this issue is over and done with. So, without unless council members
I second that emotion.
Well, it's not a motion.
I said emotion.
Okay. So, without objection from the council, I recommend this petition be filed in the clerk's office for future reference. Item number 9. Discussion and possible motion to enter an executive session pursuant to ARS 38-431.03A3 and A4 discuss and consult with our city attorney for legal advice regarding the litigation on the application of Arizona Ambulance to amend its CON to provide unrestricted certification for interfacility transfers. Do we have a motion?
I move that we enter into executive session for discussion and consultation with our city attorney for legal advice and litigation regarding the litigation on the application of Arizona Ambulance to amend its CON to provide unrestricted certification for interfacility transfers.
I second.
We have a motion and a second. Any comments? No comments. All those in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed, nay. The ayes have it. Motion passes unanimously. We will now go into executive session on item number
9.
We come out of executive session.
Second.
We have a motion and a second to come out of executive session. All those in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed, nay. The ayes have it. Motion passes unanimously. We are out of executive session. Item number 10, discussion of possible approval of a motion to go into executive session pursuant to ARS 38-431A1 for a discussion of a preferred applicant for the position of city manager. Do we have a motion?
I move that we enter into executive session for a discussion of our preferred applicant for the position of city manager.
Second.
We have a motion and a second to go into executive session. All those in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed, nay. The ayes have it. Motion passes unanimously. We are now into executive session. Do we have a motion?
Second.
We have a motion to come out of executive session. All those in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed, nay. The ayes have it. Motion passes unanimously. We are now out of executive session. Item number 11, discussion of possible selection of a preferred applicant for the position of city manager. Do we have a motion?
I move that we select Mr. Richard Marsh, Jr., as our preferred applicant for the position of city manager subject to the finalization of negotiations for the contract for that position.
Second.
We have a motion and a second that we select Richard Marsh, Jr., as our preferred applicant for the position of city manager subject to the finalization of negotiation for the contract for that position. On this item, Ms. Coronado, I need a roll call vote.
Councilmember Hansen?
Aye.
Councilmember Dowdy?
Aye.
Mayor Pro Tem Klein?
Aye.
Councilmember Dunn?
Aye.
Councilmember Sullivan?
Aye.
Mayor Ertman?
Aye. Motion passes unanimously. We will next go to the City Manager's Report. Mr. Andy Heretic.
Thank you, Mayor and Council. I do have a few things for you this evening. First of all, in your mailbox tomorrow, the next day, you'll be receiving a list of what we're calling City of Bisbee large events. Right now, we're approving permits. You approved a group of permits today in October. I think one of the things that happens is that we're approving these events so far ahead that we lose track of what's going on. You drive downtown and you go, what's this event? Is there a permit for this? There probably was. And so I'll be providing you all with a list of these events that have been pre-approved. So you just can keep track of it because we are doing more than you think, and they catch up with us pretty quick. Another thing I'd like to, I think everybody received Jen Loria's stats from the Visitor Center. If you didn't, I'll be forwarding this to you. It's interesting to look at what's going on media, on social media about the city. When you go to Facebook pages, Twitter pages, like pages, and the number of followers we have. She's also released the stats for the Queen Mine Tour, so I'll be providing you with those numbers as well. I have made a decision. As you know, Crystal has given her notice. She was working in a personnel office. And her last day will be tomorrow. So in the interim position, I'm going to be appointing Sharon Bono as personal director, and I'm going to be putting Sharon in charge of the animal shelter until we get a new city manager and decide how we're going to handle that. So that is what I have for you tonight.
Thank you. We have no council comments tonight, so do we have a motion?
I move that we adjourn.
Second. We have a motion and a second to adjourn. All those in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes unanimously. This meeting is adjourned.